Today is November the 10th, 1999, and I have here with me Mr. Taverner, John Taverner, who lives at number 36 Sandhurst Avenue. You've been in Sandhurst Avenue well over 60 years, haven't you?
Almost. There is one or two more old in reindeer longer anyway.
Well, that's right, because you didn't come when they were first built.
No, they've been up about 4 or 5 years, so I think.
That sounds about right. So you came, were you just married at that time, or had you been
married to just over 2 years?
Ah.
I've been living in Albion Road in Tunbridge Wells, you know where the old coolers used to be, in the big squares with the electric coolers.
Oh, really?
They was there then, but they have gone now. They've been gone years.
Yes. So
that's where we come from. And Mr. White, in the shop along Calvary Road, the gentleman saying, Peter, do you remember?
I remember White's shop.
And he was on the council at that time, and he got this at his house.
Well, he lived here in Pembury, didn't he?
Yes.
Round in Rumford.
Yes, he did.
Had a house called Frampton.
Yes.
I remember them.
Yeah, Frampton. I had some other help, and I was working in Pembury, and it was Mr. Bell, he was Mr. Norton's estate that they run the golf with that.
His manager, was he?
Yeah, his manager. He lived in Camden Lodge along with
him. Yes. And, of course, his daughter has just died, hasn't she?
I didn't know that.
Yes, Miss Bell, she was Mrs. Martin.
Yes, yes.
Married late in life.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, they lived at Camden Lodge, didn't they?
Yes.
Almost opposite the Wesleyan Chapel.
Yes. Mm. I think everything on that time was all went to the estate. There wasn't anything being sold, and the farm and they used it. Or I don't know what went to the stuff. He came this way to golf to his house. I understood from a gardener's son went to work for him at Tadworth. That was another big mistake, Tadworth. And he thought there was a railway line going to be just right across in front of it.
Oh.
So they moved from Tadworth to Colford House.
Yes.
Because he was there, but this rail line was never cut. I had that information from the gardener's son, one of the gardeners, because he brought all his stuff from Tadworth to
Tadworth in Surrey.
He brought all his staff from down what they become, both firemen and several of the chief mates, I suppose.
The house staff as well.
Yes.
Mm. But in those days, you really had to approach the council, suppose, if you wanted one of these. I know Dad's. He worked for Penns, of course.
Yes, yes.
And several of the men that worked for Penns came to live here when they first built.
They
were first built.
Was, when Mel Campbell appeared, it was Mr. Tully,
Mr. Streeton?
Mr. Streeton, yes, and
Mr. Bottin on the corner?
Yes, yes. There was...
and there Testers?
Yes, there was... I expect there were seven or eight people, if you've got them all.
And Bill Adams, of course.
He was a foreman on... Can't be the state.
On Pens.
On the Pens, yes.
And Dad always used to say that when they were building these, and they heard that he was going to be married, I think it was Horace Tully said, "Well, why don't you have one of these houses?"
Oh, is it? Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But the people that lived here either worked for Penn's or at the hospital, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Or some at the waterworks.
There was the hospital, the waterworks, Penn's, and what is it? The Sunday I also could always remember. They employed nearly all the labour there was. I should think they employed those few. Up the hospital.
Yes.
I should think those four things employed 75% of the labour in Petbury.
Yes. And then, of course,
the population was only about 2,000 then.
I suppose it was.
So there used to be 40, it must have been, down the waterworks, there was three shifts. Three shifts, yeah. And then there was a spare, I believe there was a spare one for the standing of to keep the rotation going all the way, because there was stoking. There was stokers, the ones what drove the motor, kept the motor pumping in there, the arrangement to go. And also, it's all quite, and it had to be brought into the furnaces there. There was four strokes that there was ever so many work there.
The other place would have been the brickworks, wouldn't it?
Brickworks
and potteries. Which, of course, was down by the oak.
Built on the hill.
So people didn't go out of the village much?
No, not much. Didn't have other great calls. One or two of them were with some of the local farms there.
And, of course, the big houses would employ quite a staff, some of them, wouldn't they?
Yes,
That was Mr. Morton's?
Yes, it was Mr. Morton's. Yeah, that place is pulled down.
It is?
Yeah, and they opened up other places.
Yes, well, most of the big houses have gone like that, haven't they?
It's a marble, I think sometimes going along through Pembury Road, nearly all of them are gone. The only one or two blackers that's still there because it's been used for other things.
Well, offices mostly. But I didn't know, again, until two or three years ago, that is where Sir Samuel Morton Peto lived.
Yes. Oh, didn't they the parade?
No, that was Mr. Blackstock.
Ah, before Mr. Blackstock.
Morton Peto.
It was a lady, somebody, I think.
Lady Adair.
Yes.
Lady
yes,
Adair.
Yes. Mm. I only know that through. I don't know him, or Monday knew something, but because one of my sisters, she brought up, was brought up to Pernell's, who was just in the main road, which was Pernell's, it was there. And when we come by, she happened to mention that name, she, my sister, did go in service from Mrs. Pernell there. Mrs. Pernell.
Mm-hmm.
In that place. It looks a bit of a wreck there, don't it? That's the one going down Pebbly, Lower Green Road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where the windows of that are dilapidated.
Between your house and ours, we had the Knight family, didn't we?
Yes.
I think they came just before you moved into the avenue.
Yes.
And of course, they had 10 children. And you were saying just now about the war when we had the. It was a doodle bug that dropped.
Doodlebug.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Mm.
Oh, I did. I was in the army at the time.
You were.
Heard all about one of that.
Yes, because we had 3 doodlebugs here.
Yes, yes.
But
there was one done a quarter of the damage, didn't it?
Yes. The people at the end there had to live in their back porches, didn't they?
Yes, yes.
But anyway, it was between the wars when you came, wasn't it?
Yes.
And we were saying about the people that lived here. They lived here for a long time.
Yes.
Do you remember the testers?
Yes, testers, yes.
And of course there are still 2 of the Kerwin family living here in the avenue, aren't there?
Yes.
Ron and Doris.
The father was living here, wasn't he?
Yes, I would think they've been here ever since the houses.
The mother, because Mrs. Kerwin was very friendly with Mrs. Doris.
Yes, because Mrs. Kerwin had a big family too.
Yes.
And I would think perhaps they came when the houses were first built.
I should think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Then opposite them was a Mrs. Ellis, wasn't there? Do you remember? And of course Joan and Charlie Ford, they were up in that part.
Was they here at that time?
No, I think there was a Mr. Meppam.
Yes, there was.
Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie, yes, Meppam.
He's another one that worked for Penn's.
Yes. And the one worked in the waterworks, he always mended bikes, so anybody wanted a bike at that time, he could repair it over on this side.
Mr. Stoner.
Stoner, that's it.
Again, they had several in family.
Yes.
They all grew up here in the avenue, didn't they?
Yes.
And then there were the Lucases and the Perrimans. Do you remember Eric Perriman? He went to live in the Grove later in life. Quite a number of them are still in the village.
How long was it for Village Beach coming out at the corner? Yeah.
Just before the war, I should think, because before the beaches came, there was a Mr. and Mrs. Wheeler.
Yes, and there was
Giles.
Giles, I'm trying to think of Giles, but yes, see Giles is still along there,
and Edie is still.
Yes,
Yes, well, the Giles family, another big family,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes.
And still in the village.
Well, don't you remember that my kids' children used to have them long ropes skipping there, coming, so on and so on, right, keep running in and call it a name and keep running into the sweetness there.
Yeah,
and
keep the rope going. Keep the pot boiling or something, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, the children could play in the road in those days.
Well, people don't know if their children go into their regular on their own nowadays.
Not now.
No.
But they'd spend hours playing hopscotch, skipping. And of course, on the corner here were the sturgeons, weren't there?
Yes. With the policeman there.
Well, after the sturgeons moved away, it was Mr. Edmondson.
That's it.
He was the policeman. And of course, Mrs. Edmondson is still in the avenue.
Oh, there was a sergeant along there. My daughter was, Rosemary was very, very friendly with their daughter. It was a sergeant in my house.
Yes, and of course Sergeant Skinner lived in the avenue too, didn't he? I can't remember.
Oh no, she was very friendly. Rosemary was friendly.
And of course on the other side of you was Mrs. Kitson.
Yes, yes.
And the son and daughter.
Yes, bee hives there in the bottom of the garden.
Yes, Cyril kept bees.
Yes.
And then on the corner there were the Bottins.
Yes.
Again, several in the family.
Rust Hall at present.
She's still at Rust Hall, is she?
Yes, in that mansion, what was Franklin's place. Was one of them big houses, well, it's gone out to the private places.
Is she in a residential home, is it?
Yes. And she's been in there.
She's been there quite a long time.
She's very happy there.
Good. Yes.
Hicks,
that's right.
They brought Hicks to my mind. He was up that way, wasn't he?
Yes. And his son Bert has just died, hasn't he?
Yes.
And Streeton?
Yes, Charlie J. Streeton. He was probably been a chauffeur at this time. People were around the nursery ring, Romford Road, or whatever there was about nursery ring there. And I think he worked there, driving a lot of, what they were at that time, small lorries. Romford Road on the road end, so before you get there was a nursery.
Was there?
That was a nursery. Beyond
behind?
Yes, Russell. Your dad told me.
This was a nursery here. Was it?
No, over behind there, I think it was over the behind before the cottages was built.
Oh, on the Henwood Green.
Yes, you know it back. Yes.
Yeah.
Up on all that lot was there. I understood it from your dad.
Oh.
Russell's.
Yes. But this was farmland or something, wasn't it?
Yes,
or a small holding.
Yes.
Because there were lots of fruit trees left in the gardens here, weren't there?
Actually, and allotments.
Yeah.
It used to be the old toilet buckets, their places, didn't they? They had to come over the road. This is what I had from your day.
Yes.
They had to use them for buckets there, because that was only an old country road, an old green road at that time, wasn't it? They were only just going down between, it was all pasture there, no one on the side of it, one or two exits there. There was the old boy there, what they used to run around the village, carrying anything,
the carrier, Mr. Martin?
But there was another old boy, they used to like a drink and that, and the carrying. He was first, he was built them in sort of green, up on the bank. You know where I mean?
On this side of the road?
No, yes, this side of the road. It was the first stage. One of the first stages to be built there.
What? Auburn's Terrace?
There was a picture card with a photo of the other boy on me with his horse outside, the black horse.
Not Turner.
Turner.
Yes.
And they were green too.
That bungalow.
Yes.
Not quite opposite Henwood Crescent, almost. Oh, right, yes. Noah Turner.
Noah Turner, yes, you got it. I would have had it a couple of 3 years ago, but it's gone.
Yeah, well, you do very well, actually. But, I mean, what, you're 92? 92? Yeah, well, at 92, I don't think you're doing too badly.
I've gone more lately, they were better now.
Yes, well... This is what happens. Yeah. It happens to everybody. My memory is not as good as it was. But anyway, as we said at the beginning, people worked in the village.
Yes.
And which of the people from here would have worked at the brickworks? Was there anyone who worked?
I think more of the brickworks labour. Was there, but they were houses all running.
They were in Slate Row and Red Row, weren't they? They were built properly for that.
Yes, they were.
And there were quite a lot of cottages, really, for that. But Penn certainly had quite a number of people from here working for them, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, next door to the corner one, there was a Mrs. Wallace. Do you remember Mrs. Wallace?
Yes.
And she had a son, Frank.
A tall man.
Very tall.
Yes.
Actually, several of the young men when I was a child were quite tall, I remember.
Yes.
Seemed to be quite tall.
I can't remember a Mr. Wallace.
No, I don't. I think she came here as a widow, probably.
Frank Wallace, I didn't associate much with him, but I knew him well, with him.
He liked cricket, didn't he?
Yes, he liked all the sports.
They had quite a good cricket team.
Yes, that's it, yes. Mm.
And a number of them went from the avenue. Another person that lived in the avenue for all her married life, I expect, was Dora Addison, wasn't it? She died 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was
And she was Mrs. Woods.
Yes, Mrs. Woods, first.
Yes. And of course her husband was a member of the Woods family who had the bakery.
That's it, yes. And he was one of the Dowie Woods. He was Dowie Woods, you know.
He had a brother in the Mount.
Yes, that's it.
And of course there are members of the family still living here.
Yes.
But
well, we'll go to college, yes.
Colin on the corner, yes. Well, the Woods were in the village for a long time, weren't they? And yes, still are, of course.
Yes, because I can remember we had our bread, but they used to have a pony van that come through Gorford Lane and deliver bread. It was Woods bread we used to have when we was in Gorford Lane.
When you lived there?
Every 2 or 3 days. They used to miss 1 or 2 days, you know, to have to take enough for Thursday to Saturday and so on.
And you didn't have a freezer to keep it in those days,
no,
so?
No. But it wasn't like them seemed any bother. Nobody thought that they was more crusty. Loaves were Coburgs and holes.
They were beautiful, yes.
Cottage loaves.
It was a really good crust, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you'd keep them in a crock?
That's it. Yes, you did.
Somebody else that lived almost opposite Dora, the Francis family.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course they were next to Bill Adams. And then Hicks.
Yes.
And Bly. There was a Mr. Bly.
Yes,
and Mistress,
very friendly with my wife, Mrs. Bly.
Yes, she was.
Yes. Oh, he left her, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he left her.
Yes, I remember quite a number of them being fairly elderly.
Yes.
When I was a child. So, of course, they were here, it seemed a good long time, but it couldn't have been all that.
No.
And their families moved out of the avenue, but still a lot of them are around in the village.
In the village, there were daughters. One son.
There was June, I remember.
Yes. Rosemary keeps in touch with them Christmas, you know, like that.
She does. And of course, your daughter Rosemary has stayed in the village, hasn't she?
Yes.
Now it's rather nice. There are more people than you think have stayed here, but a lot of them have made their homes on the new estates.
Big nail in it and what it was, you remember it was a big space even in the village, didn't you? The green and that, there was that forge, wasn't there, over there, one side of the...
In the Camden Yard.
Oh, yes.
And the wheelwrights on the green, but... I barely.
Back there, your dad saw.
Yes.
He could drive it about there.
That's right. And of course, there was another one down in Lower Green.
Yes.
About where the old institute is.
Yes.
But a lot of the bigger houses, as you were saying, have been pulled down, and lots more houses have gone on those sites.
I was going to say the Sherwood estate.
Yes.
That was 300 or 400 acres of that. And there was hardly any of it not built on there. clean industrial estate there. Did you ever pass through an industrial estate?
Mm.
That was all with a sewage farm there.
Yeah.
It just shows you how everything's moved on.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's... they've filled in a tremendous amount of the land.
Even though the land was kept for three or four big estates, Colebrook, Sherwood, the other one going down the road there, it was all become one big shoot through the winter, and the winter months, game shooting.
Really?
Yes.
Down the Tunbridge.
All that area that all got incorporated